This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Ray Rice remains suspended from the NFL, this time indefinitely. The Baltimore Ravens, his former employer, have dropped Rice from their roster. These developments followed the release of a video on Monday that shows Rice punching his then-fiancée, now-wife, in an elevator in Atlantic City last February. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell acknowledged again this week that he, and perhaps somebody else, was wrong to initially suspend Rice for only two games.
We didn't get this right. That's my responsibility, and I'm accountable for that.
The commissioner also said he did not see that video until Monday, although AP has reported that somebody in the NFL's office acknowledged receiving the tape last April. Commissioner Goodell has also said that when he interviewed Rice and his wife in June, when he had seen an earlier video showing Rice dragging his unconscious then-fiancée from the elevator, he didn't know what had happened in the elevator. On Friday, ESPN reported that Ray Rice had told Goodell in June that he had punched Janae Palmer Rice. These inconsistencies have not convinced Kevin Clark, who has been covering the story for the Wall Street Journal, that Commissioner Goodell will resign or be fired.
The owners trust Goodell. They don't trust the media. And I've heard from owners this week. They say he's one of the most trustworthy people I've ever met in my life.
Among the writers who've been following this story is Peter King, who runs Sports Illustrated's MMQB site. King reported months ago that the video of Rice punching his wife had been delivered to the NFL. The league did not deny that story at the time, which King finds curious. He feels the same way about the commissioner's contention that he didn't know what had happened in the elevator until he watched the video on Monday.
There are enough inconsistencies in this story right now that I think no matter what happens, he's going to have a difficult time winning the trust of the American football fan back. There's no question about it. But I've said this to a lot of people this week. He has to be most concerned with winning the trust of 32 NFL owners.
More important than whether the commissioner will hold on to his $44 million a year job is whether the culture of the league will change. Again, Peter King.
I think it had better change or else the NFL is a stupid business. This has been a massive wake-up call to the NFL to try to realize how important to so many of its constituents the topic of domestic violence is.
The investigation into the league's handling of Ray Rice's assault on Janae Rice will be headed by former FBI Chief Robert Mueller, but it will be overseen by the New York Giants owner John Mara and Pittsburgh Steelers president Art Rooney, both of whom have employed or continue to employ men who've been disciplined for assault or domestic violence. Kevin Clark of the Wall Street Journal feels that problem couldn't have been avoided.
I think that there's an issue with investigation here in the sense that nearly every team is going to have a player on their roster who's had some brush in this department. There have just been too many incidents.
It's a fact that suggests the enormity of the challenge for the NFL and beyond.